Hi, everyone. This is Coach Fab for Casinos USA, and welcome back to our October broadcast, our second October podcast. Yeah, and I can't give you a specific date because I don't know when we'll publish it. I got to get it done first. I just got a new hip. Yeah, my left hip. And how does that happen? Oh, my goodness. Well, let's start with getting hit by a car and racing dirt bikes. Jumping, 19 feet high on those races, throwing my body around in high school football like a weapon. And it goes on and on. And maybe standing at craps tables for 13, 12 hours. Oh, it kind of all adds up. So the important thing is I got a hip replacement and we'll see what happens from here. I got a herniated disc in my back and my right hip's not so good either. But you know what? Hey, I wouldn't be alive today if it wasn't for modern medicine, right? Think of all the things that, all the antibiotics and all the other operational things that they can do to keep you popping those dice, right? Okay, well, I'm back, and we're going to talk about something that I think you'll find very interesting. It's Crab's Talk immediately today, and we're going to talk about a system of play called Dark Side 28 and how that leads to Vegas comps, and I have the specific Vegas comps to back it up. And Dark Side 28, wow, this is how I played the don't pass line the last time we were in Vegas, which wasn't that many weeks ago. We went there October 1st. So we'll be right back. And again, welcome to the show. And our digital audience is welcoming me back today from the hospital, too. Well, there's our 3-2-1 countdown. Cause 3-2-1 craps on Jeremy Alaric's color up after 1 year has been viewed by 126,000 people. That's strange. That's unusual. That's not what we expected. We were thinking maybe a couple hundred. 3-2-1 craps is a pass line play for low rollers. But today we're talking about something in craps that's just the opposite. It's called Dark Side 28. And if I'm such a big advocate of the pass line play of 3-2-1 craps, then why am I going to the dark side? Well, it's because when I go to a table, you can mock this if you will, but this is what I do. If I see that the table is devoid of chips in the rails, looks like people are suffering, looks like they just learned that they have to get a root canal. Hey, they don't look too happy because, 95% of the people at a craps table are playing from the pass line or just making place bets, and they're not playing from the dark side, the don't pass. So if I see that, I'll start on the dark side. And my attitude is I'll stay in the dark side till I get knocked off. And doggone well, I'm going to jump on a streak for a hot shooter. I mean, I'm not locked into any one system of play. But dark side craps, obviously there's a slight advantage to the person who plays the dark side, but it's minimal, no big deal. But here's what I do. This is a new game's going to start, and I put $20 on the don't pass line. I hop the reds for $6. That would mean if a 7 was rolled, I'd win $26. So actually, I'd lose 20. It'd be a plus 6 for me. But a lot of people don't enjoy the dark side, or they have too much anxiety about the come-out roll because a couple 7s in a row, you're down 60, 80 bucks. I also put a dollar on a yo. That pays 15 to 1, so that would be $15 of my $20 that I would lose on the don't pass line back. And I put a dollar on a 12 because I just love 12s, all right? So I wouldn't lose anything on the don't pass. I would lose the $6 hop the reds bet if a 12 was rolled. I would lose the dollar yo, so I'd lose $7, but I would win 30. So that's the best possibility for me. It's plus 23. Okay? All right. Now, I would wait one roll once the point was established. Now, again, this is very important. I would wait one roll. Say, let's say the point was a 5. Before I made any other bets, I would let the shooter have the next role, and I would be hoping for a 7, of course, secretly. I wouldn't be celebrating that, but that's what I would do. Okay, if she survives that first role, and the number was, the established point was a 4 or 10, I would put $20 in don't pass odds. If the number was a 5 or a 9, I would put $15 on don't pass odds. If the number was a 6 or an 8, I would put $12 in don't pass odds. In all three scenarios, I would win $10. And since I have $20 on the don't pass line, if there was a 7 and out, it'd add the $10 I'd win from the don't pass odds and the $20 on the don't pass line, and I would win $30. If I would lose, and the number was a 4 or 10, I'd lose the 20 on the don't pass line and the $20 odds. I'd lose $40. If the number was made and it was a 5 or a 9, I'd lose $15 on the don't pass odds and 20 on the don't pass line. That's $35. And if the number was a 6 or an 8, I'd lose the $12 don't pass odds and the $20 for $32. So, you know, I do have some money at risk. Now, you know, I could place the 6 and 8 or any other number because I can certainly cover the loss, you know what I mean, with a couple hits on the place numbers, but I didn't do that. I'm not placing numbers in this scenario. On Dark Side 28, I'm playing the don't pass. I do hedge the come out with a $6 hop the reds and a dollar yo and a dollar 12, but I don't do anything else but the don't pass odds. And so, you know, I'm going to have $48 at risk, and if I lost the hedge bets, that's $8 more. So, you know, I have $48 at risk, you could say. And I didn't lose money. This occurred at the Luxor, and I want to tell you about the comps that were involved. I walked out of there with several hundred dollars. It was a cold afternoon. And again, it always amazes me. It just amazes me how people just continue to play the same way. They don't go with the table. They don't read the table. They don't give a damn about the table, you know? And if you were playing into infinity, it wouldn't matter because, you know, it would even out. You'd get, you know, but there's always aberrations in the short term. And short term is a 45-minute game, an hour-and-a-half game. You know, anything can happen. And in this case, the don't pass is where you should have been. I mean, I proved that. That's where I was. If I would have stayed on the pass line, even with 3-2-1 craps, I'd have lost a couple hundred dollars. But I didn't. I started out on a don't pass, but the attitude knocked me off. And so today I receive an email from the Luxor. This is where the win took place. And it says, I can book from October 15th to, which is past, until October 15th, 2020. So this is not a short-term comp. So I have, you know, basically a year to make this booking. All right? And we're talking about reserving a room in one of the towers, and it would be a tower premium room. These are nice rooms. You know, refrigerator safe. You can get coffee service. Clean, been remodeled. The whole East Tower, I think the West Tower too, but I can't confirm that because I didn't ask, but someone told me that. But I didn't ask management. But the East Tower has been completely remodeled. So when you go into the East Tower, it's not like the Luxor in general because the rooms are clean, but they're beat up. The rooms look fresh, inviting, you know, modern. Along with this, I get four complimentary nights in a tower premium room. I get $20 of slot play, which I would use with video poker. And I get a $50 food or beverage credit. Okay, so from playing the Dome Pass, I don't know, I'll go with an hour and a half and winning a couple $100, $300, $350, something like that. And just from that one play, that's all I played at the Luxor because if you remember, we were leaving to go to Reno. Then understand this generates four nights, complimentary nights, $20 in free play and $50 in food and beverage. I think that's a nice comp. And it's all tied to my success from the Dark Side. Dark Side 28. One more time. the first part of it on the come out is a $6 hop the Reds, which pays 26, a $1 yo, and a $1.12. And again, if the numbers are 4 or 10 established, I make a $20 don't pass line odds bet. If the numbers are a 5 or 9, I make a $15 don't pass odds bet. And if it's a 6 or 8, I make a $12 don't pass odds. All three of those would pay me $10 if there was a 7 out, and then you'd add the don't pass line $20. So it's a $30 win play, subtracting the hedge, the 6, the dollar, the dollar on 11 and a 12, 6 on the hop the Reds. So that's how it works. And is it going to work? Is it going to work every time? No, but you, please believe me, you just can't play from the pass line unless you're willing to sustain major losses when the points are not being rolled. And that's the situation. You know, you go 4, 5, 6 shooters without a point, you're down $500. And that's something I don't do very often. This way, I was gonna get off that down pass if somebody got hot. But nobody got hot for 90 minutes. And I don't think it's that unusual. And I was the big beneficiary of it. You know, for the last 10 days or so, I've been recovering at home from a hip replacement. And, you know, that's something else that's, it's something you need to get when you kind of live like I did. But I talked about that before. But, you know, you think about a surgical power saw, you know, running and cutting into your hip bone. Oh, and then they put in a new cup and ball in there. You know, it's just a bionic man, the bionic craps player. But boy, oh boy, I'm getting better. But it's given me a lot of time to think about things. And, you know, I've been working on sports betting. We've been posting all our sports bets and all that. And I get in the home therapy the first couple of weeks. Two different people come in and, boy, I must talk their heads off. You know why? I hope this makes you smile.
I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand it? What the hell is wrong with you people?
Hey, so thanks for being patient with me today. I did come across, you know, in my solemnity here at home in recovery while Janie was out earning a living for both of us. Oh boy, do I hear about that sometimes. But anyway, back to the point. She's been taking great care of me. There's an article that came out about the top 10 casinos, and this was People's Choice. So let me talk about it quickly. Not to rush through it, but I'll try to get over the mundane facts about things. You know, the top 10 casinos in Las Vegas, and I vehemently disagree with number one. The Reader's Choice Awards winners for the best Las Vegas casinos that have been announced, and there are some surprising off-the-strip finds in the top 10 spots. And a panel of experts on the Las Vegas casinos partnered with 10 best editors to pick the initial 20 nominees. And the top 10 winners were determined by a popular vote. This all took place over a 28-day period. But nonetheless, the number one casino in Las Vegas, 2019, the D, Las Vegas, off the strip on Fremont Street. You know, they certainly get a lot of attention in the media. And they have poured a ton of money into the place. But, you know, I'm just going to talk about my experience there. You know, I went there on a summer day, and we had a free play coupon, and Jenny and I were hitting all the places on Fremont that we do, you know, kind of make a day of it. I have some fun. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But I went into the D, and I went to the craps tables, and they didn't look very nice. They weren't new. And secondly, the people playing, they had such body odor, you know, not just stale beer, like these people stunk. And the dealers were so authoritative and bossy. Like, I'm thinking, man, I'll take my business somewhere else, you know. And so I didn't play. I couldn't stand the craps table. I mean, it was just getting sick. The human smell there was, you know, unnecessary. Let's police the place, all right? Come on, D. And, you know, I know it has some kind of hip value now to the younger crowd, but I'm talking about my experience, okay? So I sought out Janie, and she was doing all right, but she said, okay, you want to go? I said, I can't take another, 15 minutes in this place. But anyway, perhaps you feel differently. You know, the Strat Hotel, of course, for a generation called the Stratosphere, but the gaming company that purchased it has put millions of dollars into it in the surrounding area. And I'm happy to see that it's catching on, you know. It's 3-2 blackjack. It's $5 tables most of the time. And the thrill rides on top of the Strat have international attraction. I mean, they bring people to Las Vegas just for that. So I'm not going to say that it's the greatest place and it should be the second best casino in Las Vegas, but I could see it being in the top 10, but it came out at number 2. Golden Nugget off the strip. Whoa! Golden Nugget. And of course, it's always a blast to think about the Golden Nugget on display there. And of course, that's the hotel probably with such a legacy and such an important history in Las Vegas. I think it's fun to play there. I would definitely not put it in the top 10, but there she be. Okay. These two places you might not want in the top 10, but I don't see how they cannot be in the top 10. They came in fourth, and they're the Wynn and Encore, the Wynn Las Vegas and Encore Resort. And again, everything's upscale there. It's not so expensive that you can't enjoy it. I'm not saying that. We didn't find that to be true, but we had a strip view in a suite. It was beautiful. You know, people complain about the odds there, but, you know, I just say, like, if you don't like the odds and you're there, play from the don'ts. That's all right. So I think it's 2x odds, which is pretty much my game from the don'ts anyway. So there we go. But or just place numbers. Don't worry about it. But that's people make a big stink out of it. But the service that you get there, the personal service is exceptional. Food choices are awesome, and it's just a beautiful casino. I would also say the Venetian and the Palazzo, they have them down together in position number 5. I was surprised that there weren't others ahead of these, but really the entire list and their process, of course, seemed like it was legit. The entire list was a little surprising to me. I think both of these casinos are interesting. Attractive places to be, practice places to play. I had some nice craps games playing from the pass line at the Palazzo. I had some weekend nights there that were just incredible. You know, games, 10-hour games, etc. That's maybe one reason why I had this hip replacement. Cosmopolitan. A lot of things to like about it. You know, yeah, you want to say secret pizza. The shops, I think, are appealing to a lot of us. I'm married to one of those in the Cosmo. It's a beautiful, beautiful place to gamble. I like the craps table there. Thousands of dollars at the Cosmopolitan, and actually playing with Janie one night was really good. So we're happy about that. Caesar's Palace came in at number 7. Caesar's Palace, and it's just the size of it that knocks you out. Too big to fail. I don't know. Too big to lose. Sometimes it's too big to enjoy, because if you're looking for somebody, you can't find them. But it's definitely an experience, Caesar's Palace. So I certainly appreciate them being in the top 10. Coming in at number 8 is the Red Rock Casino Resort and Spa. And, of course, this is the strip extended all the way into Henderson. But I'm going to stay. Jane and I are going to stay at the Red Rock next time we go out there. We'll give you a firsthand report. We have gambled there. You know, we've had dinner there. It's there's more and more good things said about it. Sometimes people say it can fulfill. If you don't care about casino hopping, as many people enjoy, when they're on the Strip or Fremont Street. They say it's a place to kind of maybe take care of all your other things that you love about Las Vegas without the crowds, you know. Let's be honest. Some people just don't like crowds. I mean, I don't love crowds. I mean, I'm not going to run away from crowds, but I don't seek crowds out. And sometimes places are just so crowded, whatever it might be, a convention week, you know, some holiday that just brings people to Vegas. But the Red Rock Casino is coming in at number 8, and I kind of embraced that decision by the voters. The Bellagio, of course, the Bellagio Waters, beautiful, beautiful casino hotel, offers a lot of eye candy in terms of the decor. So no problem with the Bellagio. It's definitely worth a visit. And of course, the gardens at the Bellagio are something you can talk about, and they're gorgeous. Also, the M Resort and Spa Casino, again, extend the Strip way past the Tropicana into the next zip code. No, it's very pricey. We hear it's very nice. Don't know too much about it, but those are the top 10. So how many of your choices got in there? So once again, quickly, the D, number 1, the Strat, number 2, the Golden Nugget, number 3. Number 4, the Wynn and Encore. Number 5, the Venetian and the Palazzo. Number 6, the Cosmopolitan. 7, Caesar's Palace. 8, Red Rock Casino Resort. 9, the Bellagio. And 10, the M Resort Spa Casino. You know, I've been taking a lot of kidding about Notre Dame's debacle at the Big House in Michigan. Oh my goodness, they just got pounded. They got destroyed. It was an embarrassing loss. All that being said, you know, I said from the beginning that Notre Dame was probably a top 10 team. I said probably, but I see them sort of like a Wisconsin. You know, they have some talent on the team. There's no question, but I did not see them as a team that would be playing for the national championship, and they'll probably finish 10-2. They finished 12-1 last year. They've won a lot of games under Coach Kelly. But when you talk about the games that, you know, have to be won if you want to be a champion, the big, big games, you know, Coach Kelly just falls short time and time again. And even though he's compiled a very successful win record at Notre Dame, he hasn't done what so many coaches have done at Notre Dame, and that's taken that last step to the national championship. So I think the ball's in his court. I don't think he's going anywhere personally, but the ball's in his court. I think he just got a recent 3-year extension on his contract, if not more. But I think he would have to be the one to decide to get out of Notre Dame. And, you know, there's all this talk, you know, and again, I have a chance to listen to all this stuff about Urban Meyer. You know, understand that the offer that USC allegedly has made to Urban Meyer would turn the college football world upside down. There's so much money. And USC, again, that's another school with tremendous talent. They haven't lived up to it in recent years, but they certainly have talent, particularly with the burners they seem to have every year at wide receiver. You know, again, they're a good team, but they're not the Clemson, Alabama perennial right now that they used to be in terms of the national championship. You know, they could have been a contender. But Urban Meyer is certainly a name that gets tossed around for people that are struggling. And, yeah, I don't know, I guess you can make a bet on that. You know, do you think he would return to coaching? I mean, he hasn't even been out a whole year, and supposedly all these offers are coming his way. Of course, Notre Dame can't make any offer. They already have a coach under contract. So, you know, why would they do that? It kind of makes me smile when I hear some of these podcasts. But we have enjoyed sports betting. And if you wanted to follow us, we tweet our sports bets, and we also put them on our Facebook group. We also say, follow us at your own risk. And at first, I was having a phenomenal run. Phenomenal, you know. And I've taken profit out of my sports app, several hundred dollars. But then I hit a little bit of a losing streak and then a little bit of a seesaw, you know, win two, lose two, win two, lose two. You know, so hopefully we're going to get back on top soon. But sports betting I think it's attractive because it's not about a computer chip the way slot machines are, you know, and there are analytics, of course, involved in picking winners. I'm amazed at how well the sports books in Las Vegas, they kind of establish it for the other 16 states with sports books, you know, pick the spreads. I'm just amazed at how they do it, you know. And I bet the money line most of the time, but I do also bet the spreads. And I'm going to start getting into parlays as soon as my app permits me to do it. That's why I don't do it. I don't want to drive to Pittsburgh to the Rivers Casino to do it. So I just use, I can't drive actually. Can you imagine 6 weeks without driving? I have 5 weeks to go before I can drive. Wow. It's rough. Oh my, it's rough. But anyway, thanks for hanging in there with us. Casinos USA is a special place. We seek life, liberty, and we pursue happiness. And of course, every day at Casinos USA is Saturday. All right, we'll see you in 2 weeks. Thank you. Thanks for listening.